August 15th, 2017, the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord your God, the eternal now, creator of the universe. I am calling your nation to its knees. Prayer must be and is your national security. Your president is dealing with a leader who has convoluted all truth. He proudly wants to display to the world his power and might based upon weaponry. He does not comprehend the consequences of any such action. Prayer is the force that holds him at bay. Prayer can form a secure blanket of grace around your nation. I create all life, but all I create can be destroyed instantaneously by one who does not accept the reality of the truth. To embrace the truth is to embrace my commandments. If all leaders did so, there would be no threat of violence. People would live in holy love and work towards the welfare of one another. You must pray for this as never before. Your prayers awaken my protection. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 through 5. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on and triumph, as it did among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things which we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Another note is given to read Isaiah chapter 24, 4 through 6. The earth mourns and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish together with the earth. The earth lies polluted under its inhabitants, for they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse devours the earth, and its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are scorched, and few men are left. Another note is given to read Zechariah chapter 2, verse 13. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.